You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
This past Monday, after playing some indoor tennis with Father Jim Bierster at the St. Clair indoor courts on Hartman Lane in O'Fallon, we decided to go to O'Charlie's to have a meal together. And so we're in separate vehicles, and I got there first and going to get us a table. I walked in, I had my clericals on. I'd been visiting some people that morning, so had my collar on and my black coat. And so the young waitress came up to me as I stood there and said, "Sir, would you like me to help you find your wife?" I said, "I think you've got the wrong person. You must be looking for someone else." I found out later that a lady had just come in and been seated and said, "When my husband gets here, please show him where I'm seated." So that's what was behind all of that. But I thought of that as we hear the words of John the Baptist today, explaining to the people that he is not the one, that the one who has come after him, he said, "I'm not worthy to loosen the straps of his sandals. I baptize you with water. He baptized you with fire and the Holy Spirit." Reminding the people that he was not the one, that Jesus is the one. And so we hear the voice come down from heaven when Jesus is baptized, "This is my beloved Son." And this is what the Christmas season is all about. Christmas we celebrate not just for a day, but we've celebrated for 17 days. And it concludes with this feast of the baptism of our Lord. Christmas reminds us that God came down from heaven to earth to be with us in human flesh. It's not just a past event, but it's a present reality that Christ dwells among us always. And so the church gives us this Christmas season every year that we might rediscover Jesus present in our midst, and who he is and what he means for our lives. As St. Paul described in his letter to Titus this morning that we just heard from, we must lead lives that reflect that we are indeed children of God, that we are indeed disciples of the Lord Jesus. We must recognize him as the one that we seek to follow. We know that we live in a world where it would say to us, "You're going to find joy and happiness. You need power, prestige, you need fame and fortune." We believe that's not the case. We believe that we need Jesus Christ. That's why we're here, and that's what Christmas is all about. But do we recognize Christ present in human flesh in our midst? I told this story to the men who were on the Acts Retreat team yesterday when we had Mass together, about when I was a young boy, about 11 years old, I think. I loved to play basketball, and my father was the editor of the county newspaper, and so as part of his job, he covered all the local high school games. And that particular year, I think it was 1958, I was in Shawneetown, of course, and our biggest rivals were the Ridgeway Eagles, just 8 miles away. And that year, Ridgeway had a player that was 7 foot tall. I couldn't imagine what it looked like to be 7 foot tall, and I wanted to see him. Finally, my dad relented and took me to a Ridgeway game. And I remember we got there early, and the Ridgeway team came out to warm up in the gym, and I was a bit confounded. I didn't quite know who the seven-footer was. I was trying to see who's the tallest out there, and there are a couple guys that are about the same height. I must admit I was a bit disappointed that 7 foot would be a lot taller than this. And then suddenly I heard this big roar from the crowd. And I looked at the other end of the gym, and out came this giant from the locker room. He was 7 foot tall, and you can imagine how big that looked to an 11-year-old. I realized he was the one. And so too it must be with us. We must recognize Jesus is the one that we must seek to follow. It was on the day of our baptism that we put on Christ. And we are to be Christ bearers, bringing Christ to others in human flesh by the lives that we lead. We end our liturgies with the words, "Go in peace and joy and glorify the Lord by your lives." As John the Baptist stated, "I must decrease and he must increase. Recently, this past fall, when our Holy Father, Pope Francis, visited our country, we know that hundreds of thousands of people came to see him and to listen to him and to cheer him. And after his visit, a reporter asked him, "Holy Father," he said, "did you feel like a rock star, all these hundreds of thousands of people cheering you?" He said, "No, I am not a rock star. I am the servant of the servants of God." Pope Francis emphasizes time and time again, his role is not to attract people to himself, but to Christ. And so too it must be with us. As Christ bearers, we must bring others to Christ. As the old adage says, if God is your co-pilot, you're sitting in the wrong seat. It is God who must guide our lives and reign in our hearts. And that's the message of Christmas that we've been celebrating, that God loves us so much, God takes on human flesh to dwell among us. And we are to be the presence of Christ to one another and to all people in our world. And that's the call of our baptism. And that's what full stewardship is all about. It is our call to make a full response to the call of our baptism, to be Christ's bearers, to glorify the Lord by the lives that we lead, lives of faith, hope, love, and mercy. When we are Christ's bearers and lead lives of faith, hope, love, and mercy, then we will come to believe more fully, and others will come to believe more fully that indeed God is good
all the time.
All the time.